Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The center fielder, Billy Sample. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nelson Norman. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Steve Kummer. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball four. Sample moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sample scores. Ellis moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Rangers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kummer fields it and throws to third for the out. Lockhock moves to second. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Norman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Porter to Lockhock and they have Sundberg trapped. The throw over to Potek, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Rangers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Putnam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sample hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Rangers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ellis strikes out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 2, Rangers, 2. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Rangers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Otis reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0 for 1 in the game. Putnam is called out on strikes. One out. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sample hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wills moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wills scores. Sample moves to second. It's 4-3, Royals. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sample scores. Bell moves to third. It's Royals, 4, Rangers, 4. Marty Patton now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Ellis moves to second. It's 5-4, Rangers. Steve Mingori now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens strikes out. 1 out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lockhock moves to second. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. Lockhock moves to third. Two outs. UL Washington pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills misplays the ball. That's an error on Wills. Lockhock scores. Washington moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 5, Rangers, 5. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Bob Babcock now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sundberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0 for 2 in the game. Putnam bunts towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. Sundberg moves to second. 1 out. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 2 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5. And the Rangers 5. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Brett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sample hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Mingori covering, for the out. One out. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver pinch hits for John Ellis. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Rangers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Braun bunts towards first. Putnam scoops it up and throws to first, with Wills covering, for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Otis is walked intentionally. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-3 in the game, with three home runs and a walk. He's got five RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sundberg bunts towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Gamble moves to second. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-2 in the game. Putnam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gamble scores. It's Royals, 6, Rangers, 6. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Nelson Norman. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Rangers 6. The Royals will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Terrell pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell bunts in front of the plate. Sundberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. White is walked intentionally. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. White moves to second. Jim Kern now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens scores. There goes White trying to get to home. Sample throws the ball into Sundberg, who tags White, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Washington moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-6, Royals. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Rangers 6. The Rangers will come to bat. George Scott now playing first base. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Billy Sample. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Texas Rangers, 6. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.